The Central Florida area has always been kind of an iffy place for Chinese restaurants, authentic Chinese restaurants. If you're driving around and you have a hunger for Chinese, you might see a Chinese restaurant in a strip mall, just a little walk-up place that you order. They might say that they're New York-style Chinese, or they might say even Boston-style Chinese. But what about Chinese Chinese? But now we've got a new restaurant in town called Chuan Lu Garden. And it's authentic Sichuan, and it's the first one that specializes in the Sichuan cuisine. It's actually located inside a Japanese restaurant.
Okay.
Ginzu Garden, also in the Mills 50 area. Down a little corridor, there's another small room, and that's actually the Chuan Lu Garden room. But when you go to the restaurant, you enter in through the Ginzu Steakhouse part of it, you might find that they will try to get you to sit in the larger part of the Ginzu. You can still order from that menu, but you might want to go in and have the whole experience if you can. It's a small room, sparsely decorated. There really isn't a whole lot to it, but you're going to be there with the other people who, you know, they're all having that same food, not having the sushi or something else. And it's, you just want to be part of that community, I think. So if you go in there, the menu that will be presented to you will have, at the beginning, that secret menu that other restaurants kind of hide away.
So it's right up there.
It's right up there. And below that, then, you're going to find some of the more common names, some of the more familiar names that you might see on general Chinese menus. However, that menu that's at the beginning is really pretty much in Chinese. And there are Western words. You're not just going to get the Chinese characters of the name. They're Western words, but there's no explanation as to what the dishes are. And so if you just go in there, you're going to, just by maybe intimidation, not order from that menu. You can certainly ask questions, and the staff was very friendly when I was there, and they're helpful. I had the advantage of going with Ricky Lee of TastyChomps.com, and he's got a terrific food blog, but he also speaks Mandarin. So I had the advantage of going with Ricky, and he helped me order. And we ordered up a great feast of foods. They make their own noodles. They make their own dumplings.
Oh.
And so if you go in, you're going to want to try a noodle dish, try some dumplings. There are pork dishes. There are beef dishes. We had one that was almost like a Vietnamese pho, the beef noodle soup.
Oh.
And, of course, as I said, they make their own noodles. And so you've got these really, really long noodles. Salt and pepper shrimp we had. It was a nice, interesting dish. And you're going to want to try something that has the Sichuan peppercorn in it.
That sounds good.
If you're an adventurous diner. And let me tell you, the Sichuan peppercorn is unique. It's really quite different. The Sichuan peppercorn, it has, think of it as more lateral rather than blooming. It kind of just increases in your mouth, but it's got a very metallic aspect to it. It could be something that might put you off, but if you're an adventurous diner, you really must experience it.
Can you tell me what the name of that dish was by any chance?
Well, no, because I don't speak Mandarin like Ricky does.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.